Thank you, Ken. It's thank God I have you here to help engineer. Let's start it again.
Did you hit the button?
I hit the button, but
the button is hit?
Yeah, but I'm gonna hit it. I didn't hit the record button until you said, hey, isn't that supposed to be recording?
We're men in tights, tights, tights!
I can tell you right now, it's gonna be a long night. I got my gin and juice. You got what kind of bourbon?
I'm drinking. It's actually not bourbon. So,
Irish whiskey.
It's Irish whiskey.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah. So Megan introduced me to a new Irish whiskey.
Okay.
She's been reading my diary.
And who the hell obviously. Is Megan?
Megan is the bartender. And why, pray tell, do we have a bartender?
Yeah, that's what. We have our own person. We got a high budget show.
Right.
Bullshit.
Our show has a bartender. Its own bartender.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we do now that we're at Traeger's. We need to make sure we give them some love.
Yes, we're here at Traeger's. It's awesome. There are people milling about. There are people having a good time. There are people sitting at tables. There's Nick back there.
Nick is one of the owners, right?
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Yeah.
He's the tall guy. He's the tall guy at Traeger's.
Yeah.
That's what we'll call him.
Yeah.
And Nick and Megan.
Megan.
So those are our two employee type people that we have here tonight.
She makes a great gin and juice.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this whiskey is good.
Good.
It's called Slane.
Slane?
I'd never heard of it before.
I used to drink Jameson's.
Yeah.
But I used it in my Irish soda bread, too. When I had the bakery. St. Paddy's Day?
Yeah.
I'm not Irish. I thought I was Irish.
Really?
All these years, I thought I was Irish.
Really?
No.
You know, actually, we're all mutts. You know, people...
You're absolutely right.
People typically gravitate towards a... and there's people looking at us. Don't look at us. Yeah. We're recording stuff.
Shh. Hey, you guys hold it down over there? We're trying to do a show.
We have hecklers. We have hecklers in the building right now. Hi, y'all.
These people
just so you guys know, we're doing a show. Yeah, we're recording right now. Everything is being recorded. There's a microphone secretly planted under your table. So everything you've been talking about has been recorded all night long.
His butt
we have
just
it on
buckered.
Record. I'm just kidding. It's not really true. That's what he says. Yeah. Yeah.
But this is what we want to do, is come have a good time with all these people.
Right.
And introduce Traeger's, which I think is a great thing.
I figured you all out. It's Wolfman Jack and Steppenwolf.
We've been identified as Wolfman Jack and Steppenwolf. He's found us out.
I can see the Wolfman Jack and me.
I thought
but
that was so original.
Right?
You're not John McCain.
Yeah.
We do want to invite folks down. Obviously, this podcast won't break until Friday morning tomorrow.
Right.
Which,
right.
What is today's date? Is it the 17th?
16th? The 18th.
Oh, my God.
I think it's the 18th.
Man,
isn't
I better
it?
Go home and go back to
it
bed.
It is. It's the 18th.
Tomorrow's the 19th.
Man, this month is flying
you
by.
You know, Thanksgiving is next week.
Right. I know. I'm going to Denver.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm letting everyone know that my house is going to be empty. It's probably not the greatest thing.
Yeah, no.
Going to Denver, but.
You know what I used to tell people is I have my neighbor watching my house.
He actually does.
There you go.
He's really cool. Steve is awesome, man.
And then I have a Great Dane that lives... a Rottweiler.
I have two lions.
That's right. In a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah.
Hey, you pulled up some greats, and I think this is perfect.
Right?
They're all bar ideas for the bar.
Bar topics.
Yeah, I like it, but I really want... And I love the pickup strategies, too, because I'm hoping...
It's another bar topic.
That's right. But Ken's tequila story.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't have a tequila story?
Right? Everyone has a tequila story. Mine is an anti-tequila story.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So
Jose's a good friend of mine.
It's probably 90, 91, so let's call it the tequila incident of 1990. That's what we'll do. We'll call it that. So my people who know me well, you have to know me well to know this about me, but people who know me well know that the more I drink, the more friendly, let's call it that. I'm using air quotes here. The more friendly I get with the female
persuasion.
Yes. So,
in other words, they have to have boobs and no thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no thing. Yeah, I'm not good on the thing. I'm the only thing allowed.
Yeah.
I'm good with things, but I don't. Yeah. So
just
anyway,
want mine at a party.
mine's the only one allowed at the party. So private parties anyway. So I get more and more friendly with women the more I drink. Plus,
the more I drink,
the more men start to fade away. They don't really exist in my world. I have been known to stand at a bar trying to pick up a married woman who's standing arm in arm with her husband because I don't see him. Yeah, he doesn't exist in my world.
I'm surprised you're still walking.
I know. How did I survive this long? So that is every alcohol on the list. Name one, that's how I act on that alcohol, except for tequila. Tequila, there's something
brings
in that.
Out the devil.
Yes, it does. I take every problem I've ever had with a woman, every woman who's ever done me wrong, I wrap them into one evil personification of women. And when I'm drinking too much tequila, that is what I do. So all women become evil, man-destroying monsters while I'm drinking tequila. It's 100% opposite of literally every other type of alcohol.
Well, now I know what I'm going to be buying you when we go out to the lounge.
Don't do tequila, man.
So I can get all the women. Well,
yeah.
My deal, I have a nice relationship with tequila. Let me just say this. I like it all. Patron is probably my choice, tequila
okay,
choice.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
Jose has been a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
I wish we could play music because I would be playing Jose Cuervo.
Right? He's been a friend to all of us. Yeah.
Yeah. But I get the opposite.
Really?
I get real huggy with all alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I love people.
Yeah.
So, and a guy or girl, it doesn't matter. I try to lean towards the guy, except when I'm on, or not the guy, the girl.
Right.
Except when I'm on tequila.
Then it doesn't matter.
No! I'll
anything
kiss
goes, everybody
yeah,
goes.
I'll kiss every cowboy in the bar. I don't
know. That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm not afraid to do so. And as a matter of fact, I have been known to walk up behind a cowboy in the bar during rodeo season after having a few shots of tequila and say, "Dude, Wrangler butts drive me nuts." Or, "Moo, moo, buckaroo."
Once again, now I ask the question, how have you survived? How have you survived this
Look
long?
Look at my size.
That's true.
You know, yeah, I was at a bar in Durango. I won't say names.
Right.
And we were sitting at a table, and it was rodeo season, so yeah. All the cowboys, all the Wrangler butts were in town. And I was drinking I think my roommate did it on purpose because he was buying me tequila. So, and we were sitting pretty close to the dance floor, right? And I'm eyeballing the girl. I wasn't ready to dance.
Yeah.
Right? And these three tall drinks of water in their Wrangler jeans walk right in front of the table and block my view for the dance floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it really didn't bother me. But I was sitting there for a while and I went, and they weren't moving. You know, they were not paying much attention. I finally went, moo, moo, buckaroo. There was three of them. The biggest guy, who wasn't that big, whipped around and like bowed up, right? Like he was good. And then he looked at me and he looked at the floor and he started up to the top of my head. And he just gave me that head nod like this.
Yeah.
But he said he leaned to his buddy and off they went. So I did get my thing accomplished.
Right, yeah.
You know, so.
Right. I guess the size does help you not to be destroyed
No.
Yeah.
No,
I've had, you know, we all have so many bar stories. That's, I don't know how I've not been destroyed. One, the tequila, every other alcohol thing, and picking up on women that are very obviously
I'm surprised the guy
physically attached.
The husband didn't kill you.
I know. Maybe I was pretty obviously drunk, and they're like, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
So, but further, I was in a bar in Idaho, like small town Idaho, and I was in the Air Force at the time, and I had this thing. My grandfather, very cool story, but when I was joining the Air Force, he gave me a $100 bill. Different times, but he was also in the military. He was in the Army, and so he gave me this $100 bill, took me out to dinner, gave me a $100 bill before I left, and said that $100 bill was for the instance that I might need to make it back home. Because he had joined the military, and
he knew what it was
his
like.
His mama was in trouble or sick or something like that, and he couldn't make it back home. And he didn't want me to be in that situation, so he gave me a $100 bill. $100 doesn't go that far, but I thought it was a really cool thing for him to do, so I thought, I'm hanging on to this bill forever. So I wrapped it up real tight, and I shoved it down into this tiny little miniature Tabasco bottle.
Now, if you tell me you're going to shove that up your butt,
no,
I'm going to have
no.
a problem. Okay. Because I know that's how they do it in prison.
So MREs, meals ready to eat in the military terms. So MREs, these little packages, some of them have these little tiny, little like inch and a half inch long Tabasco bottles. It's really cool. And so I had emptied one and kept it, and I rolled that $100 bill up real tight, and I shoved it down into this little Tabasco bottle, and I turned it into a necklace. And so I used to wear that thing all the time. Everywhere
cool.
I went, I had this $100 bill around my neck. And so here I am, completely snockered, in the middle of a country bar. I'm not a country guy, so I don't look the part. So I stick out, obviously. And
I can't imagine.
Yeah. And so I'm in the middle of this country bar, completely snockered, and somebody's telling me about that I should probably put that $100 bill inside my shirt so I don't get rolled.
Because you could see it through the bottle, right?
Yeah, you could see what it
I
was.
I got you, yeah.
And so I was very loudly exclaiming across the bar that I am too cute to get beat up.
Oh, my God.
I do not know how I have survived this long with my bar experiences.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This one, I'm sure I'll survive. I will survive.
Yeah, I don't think we got. I don't know. I'm not too worried. And I can't walk, so I'm depending on you to kick anybody's ass that messes with me.
I got this.
Okay, you got my back.
I got this.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank God.
No one's gonna mess with us.
I'm gonna find the biggest guy. In
Call him over.
Ken Collins said he can kick your ass.
Just said. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I am kind of excited about being here. I'm anxious to talk to the owner and to see what we can do about coming. I'd like to. What do you think? Record here every Thursday evening, the happy hour.
Yeah, man.
Can your liver handle it?
That's what we're doing. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I actually don't drink in the wintertime. It's weird. I drink very rarely. I'm definitely not a daily drinker. I'm not even a weekend drinker. An every weekend drinker. So in the summertime, it's every weekend, but I really don't drink during the week. And so it's every weekend because I'm at the lake.
Right.
At the lake every weekend and I'm drinking.
And probably beer, it's beer.
It's whiskey.
Really?
It's always whiskey.
Really?
I am a whiskey dude, yeah. So everything that I drink is whiskey.
Whiskey, rubber, tea, I come up with all kinds of music for you.
So yeah, but in the winter, aside from like holiday parties and things like that, I don't have occasion to drink. And so this would be an exception. It would turn me into a weekly drinker because we've been drinking.
Yeah.
I had a drink.
Yeah. You and I've noticed you. I can tell your tongue is getting a little looser.
It probably does. It probably is.
That's why I'm just kind of sipping on mine because I'm a little worried.
Part of it, I invited some friends down, and so.
Are you showing off? Is that
one full table down here? Is people that I know, including. I've never said this on air, I don't think, including a guy that he became a podcast listener because of this show specifically.
Our show?
Yes. He came across the show.
And you haven't introduced me?
He really liked the show. And he said, this is the coolest thing ever. He travels a lot. He thought, oh my goodness, I can listen to these while I'm traveling. And so he decided, I want to do this. He didn't have Spotify before. He downloaded Spotify very specifically so that he could download our shows and take them on the road with him. And he's added a couple other podcasts. So we created a podcast listener. We actually created a podcast listener.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of gave me a chubby.
Right? Yeah. A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I felt a little action down there. It's a long time.
It's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've had enough gin. You know, I'm a little worried about your microphone setting, but it seems to be all right over here.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen again real quick. When you get excited, you get pretty loud.
I do. And I'm
not, are you like that in bed too? Jerry?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Jerry's here. I'm trying to back up when I get loud.
I don't know why. I think everything's set right the same. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind
of
weird.
I keep watching the little lights on the display. I mean, you're the master controller of the world here. There's a person I know.
I'm good at. I'm a master at baiting a hook too.
Right.
I'm good. I bait for fish all the time.
Look at who's this.
That makes me a master baiter. Hey!
This is our last guest. He just showed up. Randy has just showed up, and we're recording.
All right.
Are we going to a commercial break?
We are getting ready to go to a commercial break, so you're just in time to sit down and listen to commercials.
Perfect.
Yes. Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
InterWest Concepts specializes in TV, radio, and podcast productions. Is our crack team at work.
I'm singing in the shower, just...
Wait. I could do my own little jingle like that marketing guy. What's his... Well, anyway.
InterWestConcepts.com.
Ah, what's that still?
Well, all right, then. InterWest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glow Up Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake Up Call, or as I like to call it, the WUC. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, InterWest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage, interwestconcepts.com. InterWest Concepts has been getting the word out since 1970. Find out more at interwestconcepts.com.
Interwestconcepts.com.
Nailed it.
or is it blind and deaf?
You know, you've heard that old joke about, you know, masturbation caused you to go blind. I mean,
right,
did your father tell you that?
Yeah.
Did you tell him the same thing I told my father?
No.
Can I just do it till I need glasses?
Yeah.
You never heard that?
No, I've heard the thing about going blind. Yeah.
I got one on you?
I had a thing I used to... Should I say this? I give this story up?
Dude,
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Okay.
So I had
I'm not
a thing,
editing anything out. So
you have a son. A son and a daughter. Mm-hmm. So that raises. So I'll let you judge.
Judge?
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Don't be, because this will be downloaded. It'll be live early in the morning. So don't be calling me at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. Hey, can you edit that? Because
no,
I ain't gonna.
No, I never do that. So here's the thing, I have a son, and I used to hang out with this guy. He had three daughters, and he always told me the reason he had three daughters because he didn't think it was possible to have three daughters. He loved his little girls, but he wanted a son,
wanted a boy,
like mixed in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And I've got one boy, and I actually love little girls. I love my son, but I have this thing for little girls. I just want to hold them and protect them and kill yeah. everyone that gets near them. And
I know what he means, because I've had dogs. I know the feeling.
Yeah, it stirs.
And he's
it
speaking from
that,
the heart. If his tongue was hanging out the side of his mouth, I'd be a little concerned.
It stirs that thing in me. So this is what I used to tell him, that this is a fact.
Jack.
I'm going to actually start with the fact.
Jack.
I'll let you
determine when the facts end, but this is a fact. The male actually determines the sex
of the
baby.
Yeah.
Do you know how?
No. I can't say that I do. I'm sure it has to do with chromosomes or...
You would think, but how is the sperm that creates male babies, they swim really fast, but they can't swim very far. Not at all. The sperm that creates female babies, they don't swim very fast, but they can swim a long time. They can swim forever. So, basically, the bigger you are...
the stronger your sperm.
The more likely you will be to have a male, a son.
I had
it
a girl
first.
Gets
closer. They can swim fast. They beat the female sperm in there, and they make a male baby.
I had a female first. I think you're full. I'm calling bullshit.
You confirmed that it was a fact when I started this whole thing.
I'm going to have a doctor on, and I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask a testicle doctor. Is that what they're called? I know what testicles are called. I mean, the doctor.
Is that what they're called? Those little hangy things? I just call them hangy things.
Urologist. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Randy. I knew we had him. I wasn't going to let him talk because you've already had your chance. But when you have information that helps me out of a bind.
You know how long is your
porn? Put that microphone toward you and let me turn it on.
Hold on.
Yeah, no, I want to, because I like good lawyer jokes.
Yeah, we have Randy Large here.
Okay, Randy.
You've probably heard him.
How
we
lawyers
did it.
Are
we
born
did
is butt sex. That's how.
As what?
Butt sex.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's Randy in a bar.
Yeah.
That's.
Did we get him a drink yet? Are they bringing you something?
Okay, good.
Okay. Awesome. He's not even drinking yet.
I know. That was pretty good.
2 seconds on air, and we've got a butt sex show.
Hey, Randy, I may need a male encounters partner.
Those three words were never meant to be uttered together.
No, they were not. No, no.
I didn't think of that when we named the show.
I know.
Actually, that was your idea.
No, it was definitely your idea. But I did search it. I did search it. So my advice is to not just search male encounters when you're looking for the show. Also add in of the life kind when you do that search. That's my advice to all of our listeners.
Okay, so what did you get? I want to know.
I don't want to talk about it.
It embarrassed even you? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't want to say what I downloaded. I don't want to say what I
Yeah, this can... I have found this out. Don't ask me how. But this can be used against you in a court of law.
Right?
Yeah.
So. It's Megan. Say hi, Megan.
Hello. Hi, Megan.
I like her.
She just brought us more drinks.
Yeah. I saw... Well... I'm chilling out a little bit. How's it going?
There he is, it's Scott.
Yeah. Hey,
this is the owner of the joint. We are recording right now. We're on the air, so to speak.
I'm David.
Scott.
Nice to meet you, Scott.
How you doing, man?
Good.
I'm Randy.
Randy, nice to meet you.
So we have the owner of Traeger's blessing our table.
I know.
As we speak.
Once again, I'm getting a little tingling.
All drinks are free. That's what he said. All drinks are free.
Really?
Yeah. For me, anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course.
And he's got kilt lifters on tap.
Right? Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what you had last time, wasn't it? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Kilt lifter.
I just wanted to come over here and say welcome and thanks for doing what you're doing.
Yeah, man.
Well,
this is cool. Thanks for letting us come in and try this out.
Absolutely.
We want to make this a regular gig, so.
Sure. Yeah, well, we love having you here.
Awesome. Yeah. And it's fun. I've got a table of troublemakers over there, random people at a bar. These people, I've convinced them that I've mic'd the underside of their table. So there's...
Yeah, they kind of panicked.
Going on here.
They got real quiet for a little while.
Yeah, they did. They stopped talking. But
well, awesome, guys. We're glad to have you, and welcome to Traeger's, and just let us know what you need.
Great.
Right on.
We'll do.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Appreciate
we'll let you get back at it.
Nice to meet you.
Thank
you.
Meeting you.
You can sit and hang.
Yeah, you're welcome to.
Yeah.
We're almost finished recording, but so, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, we should.
We have a few minutes. Yeah.
awesome.
I meant to ask him how his team was doing. Did he coaching baseball, football?
I don't remember what he's coaching. I know that he is a coach. He is a coach of people who play a sport.
You know, I've seen him before. I wonder
how much
if he,
information I have.
I wonder if he coached football at Heights. I wonder. He might have coached my son.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, because he looks familiar. Yeah, looks familiar.
Yeah.
All right, so that's one for the... I'm going to write that down.
So that was Scott. That is the owner of Traegers. It's where we're recording right now.
In Farmington, New Mexico, across from beautiful San Juan College.
Yes.
Right? Good crowd here tonight, too.
It is. It's where we want to make our permanent home.
We would like to.
That's why we want to do...
For Thursday nights.
Yeah.
For the male encounters.
Not completely permanent. I'm not moving in here. I'm not looking for an underwear drawer. But Thursday
we
permanent.
Can't, we
right?
can't do that?
That's what Nick is telling me.
Okay. So you tried already?
I tried already.
Okay.
Yeah. He said that the stand up front by the front door was off limits to my underwear. I don't know why he told me that. Just randomly threw that out there, but he did tell me that. Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe he's hurt. Maybe he's hurt something.
Your reputation precedes you?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Did I say that right?
It does.
All right, well, listen, we've got a few minutes left. I mean, I want to make sure that we covered everything.
What did we cover?
Well, we were talking about Ken...
Pickup strategies.
Ken Large.
Ken Large, right?
Ken Collins, loves tequila.
No, I do, actually. I really
That's
like tequila.
That's probably part of the problem, yeah.
Yeah,
but
I like it.
Makes you want to fight.
Yeah, I don't... It makes me specifically want to fight women. What is that?
I don't want that.
I don't like
Maybe
that.
Maybe we
so
should both do it. I could go... I could be like your lover.
It's a statement.
Because it takes a little bit of tequila to get me to go that direction. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I can hear because you fake those voices really well. So I was just at a place.
You have the long hair. Come on.
Right?
Quit.
I do. I know.
Quit.
I was just at a place, and this girl that is a mutual friend of Jerry and I and our whole crowd, she was there, and Jerry was with me. And she said, well, when you go back, tell Jerry, hey, girl. And so she did this whole thing. And
All right, so I want to see the whole thing. You can't do that.
Jerry did not know who it was. I told her in front of ahead of time who said that Julie said to say, hey, girl. And so she said that all I had to do was just do that voice exactly like that. And she would have immediately known that was Julie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did she?
She did.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yes.
I thought you were going to tell me she didn't.
So I can throw those out there in a pinch. I don't have a problem faking it. Yeah. I can be your lover. That's how it works.
Wow.
Before
you have had two.
Yeah.
Leave the table.
Let me suggest. Go to Milan. Because there are the most beautiful women there.
Really?
Anywhere I've been in.
You just
life.
Came back from there.
Just
he
last
just
week.
Went on a trip. Yeah. He was in Milan.
In an airplane, not a
Because he's
truck,
bored.
Right?
He doesn't have anything else to do, so he goes to Milan. Yeah.
So many beautiful people.
And so did you bring any back?
I did not. I left them there.
Did I not emphasize to you that I was in the market?
Right?
You did.
What kind of friend are you? We had you on two shows.
I know.
And now you're on a third.
And still, no woman.
Yeah, still. Nothing.
How does this end up paying off?
Those who can do. Those who can't teach, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I have... changed my strategy since you were on the last show. I've changed my strategy a little bit.
Good.
So and I'm going to tell you point blank, I know it's all about confidence, period. It's confidence in yourself, and then everything from there is downhill. But I've listened to that podcast, I don't know, 453 times. And when I'm at a bar, if I forget, I put my headset in. There's a good looking woman. Are you leaving?
No.
I'll go talk to the spouse.
Okay.
The ball and chain.
Right, yeah.
Is all right.
Is she a ball and chain? I don't know. She's my butterfly wings.
Oh, that was a good cover. And you're only saying that because she's standing here.
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Do we ever fight? Do we ever argue?
sometimes.
Well, we did. Yeah, we disagree on a couple of things. But that's really in the past. And that was because I was being a jerk.
Yeah.
That's how that worked.
I've learned. I can learn. I can learn things.
Just because you're an old dog, you can learn new tricks, right?
Yeah.
I got you.
It's Jerry.
She's
everyone knows Jerry.
We don't even need to say her last name.
It's just Jerry.
Yeah. I didn't think she was even going to speak. I thought she was just going to nod there for a minute or two.
Well, I'm leaving.
Okay. Are you leaving the bar?
I'm leaving the bar.
Okay.
Oh, well,
we're wrapping this up.
Kiss bye.
We're wrapping this up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to get out.
I have a dinner date.
Okay.
Oh, do
we're
you?
We're wrapping up.
Yes, I do.
Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. It's not with a guy. It's with a girl.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
It's all good.
Oh, yeah. Do you have my phone number?
I'm not possessive. I'm just really confident.
It was good to see you, Jerry.
It's good to see you, too. It's good to see you, too.
All right.
We're
going to
probably chat about you.
Okay. All right.
All right. We'll see you. And we'll chat about you, too.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
You're not going to chat about me? You just hurt my feelings.
David's being left out.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Jerry's definitely going
to
talk about it.
Have to meet Linda too.
Okay.
Okay.
She's talking
no hairy
about
legged boys.
Later tonight.
All right. Well, listen, we've run our course.
Yeah, we have. We've run out of.
I'm going to give our non guest
time
because we didn't
stuff.
Have a guest.
Yeah.
But he showed up and invaded.
Right.
And I'm okay with it, but. Anything you want to depart with any words of wisdom,
that's
Randy?
Randy does. He plants a flag, man.
I got nothing.
Show up.
He's got nothing. Come back.
I got nothing.
Nothing.
I was trying to think. I think I imparted a few words of wisdom today to employees, but.
Yeah.
It was something along the lines of, I don't want to hear your bullshit excuses or something like that. So.
It was something close
something
to that
like
anyway.
That, yeah.
It's good advice, good advice.
Yeah.
You know, don't you love it when they're constantly kissing your butt?
Oh, I don't get that.
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
Good. Oh, God, here he comes.
That's right. That's what I get.
Man, you are an asshole. I never knew.
That's a badge of honor for me.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have one made just for you,
that's
man.
That's right.
Yeah, I used to get him kissing my butt a lot, you know, when I was a supervisor. With 60-something commission salespeople, I think I told this story on the other show, but they're a bunch of babies. Because I am one, too. I mean, I understand. But all they do is kiss my ass. And I used to tell them in the middle of a meeting, they would try to kiss my ass. I'd be like, you know what? Don't kiss my ass. You're going to do nothing but piss me off, and I'll make you stand in the corner.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which makes them be red. But anyway. All right. Did I let you get your words of wisdom
you
out?
Did.
Okay, good.
You did.
Ken, I'm not sure I want to hear yours, but...
My words of wisdom?
Yeah.
We're at Traeger's, man.
I know,
come down. Hang out.
Yeah.
We're probably going to make this a regular thing. I mean, this is kind of a test run for everybody involved, but when we start the new season, we'll be here. Most likely.
If
Scott doesn't kick us out.
Yeah. I'm going to try my best not to get obnoxious and not chase Wrangler butts when the rodeo's in town and not kiss all the cowboys.
Yeah, that's...
Now, I might dance on a table if it's low enough.
Sure.
But I'm sure that would probably bring people in.
I've never danced on the table, but definitely the chairs.
Okay, I can do that. All right, Ken, is that it?
That's it.
All right, I'm bringing the music up now.